Welcome back to another Monday episode. I'm Angelina and I'm joined here today with
Quinn.
Quinn. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Quinn and I'm a senior at the Jakarta Intercultural School in Jakarta, Indonesia, and I turn 18 next week.
Wow, wait, happy early birthday. Are you doing anything fun?
Yeah, I'm actually doing an afternoon tea with some of my friends, so that's pretty
Oh, that's
exciting.
so nice. Oh my gosh. I hope you post them on Instagram so I can see the pictures.
Of course, of course.
But do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about how we met?
Oh yeah, so we actually met in the summer between 11th and 12th grade at the Wharton Global Youth Summer Program, Leadership in the Business World at the University of Pennsylvania. So that was actually super exciting. I'm so happy that I met you.
Yeah, I'm happy I met you too. It's so cool to know someone from Indonesia. Like, yeah, but just like a little background to that program, like people from all over the world came to participate. So it was really fun meeting like everyone and getting to make new friends. But today we're just going to jump right in. And I'm so excited to chat with you, Quinn, about your experience going to an international school in Indonesia. So tell us about your story. Like, how did you end up in Indonesia?
So basically, I was living in Houston, Texas for about 6 years. And before that, I was living in Singapore. So we were already kind of moving around. And I basically had to move to Indonesia because of my dad's job. And he's basically part of oil and gas. So as an expat family, since early on, I already had to move around and basically away from my home country because both of my parents are from the Netherlands, but I've never lived there before.
Oh, that's really cool. And like, what age did you move to Jakarta?
It was after my 9th grade year. So my 10th grade year, I started school in Jakarta.
Okay, cool. And like, did you know any Indonesian before you moved, or what was it like adjusting to that?
Well, the cool thing is that my dad's side, so my grandpa, he was actually born in Indonesia, and it was kind of a coincidence basically, and he was born in Bandung there, and so his family background is all Indonesia, but my parents and I knew no Indonesian language, kind of nothing really about the culture. So I think I learned some new things about from my grandpa's side and how it was for him growing up. But then coming to Indonesia was definitely a culture shock since I was living 6 years in the US. And then coming to a whole different country, a whole different culture. And I basically knew nothing before coming here. So it was definitely something new.
Yeah, that must have been hard. And like, wait, your grandpa was born in Indonesia? That's so cool.
Yes. Yeah, he was born here in Indonesia with family as well. And then he moved to the Netherlands. And I think one of his parents was Dutch as well. So since then, he's kind of been living in the Netherlands. But he still has that Indonesian, like, culture background a bit. So,
wow. Wait, so are you part Indonesian? I feel like we talked about this with Grace.
Yeah.
But you're not, no, right?
My sister and my dad did, like, a DNA test. And like for my sister, it was like 12% Indonesian.
Oh, wow.
So I just tell everybody, I'm like, oh, I'm 12% Indonesian.
Oh,
so.
You are? Okay, that's so cool.
I mean, it's like nothing, but.
And then like the rest is like Dutch, or what is the other part of your ethnicity?
Because my dad and my mom, so they both completely Dutch. But I was born in the US and I've never lived in the Netherlands, but I still go back every summer and like I can speak the language. So I guess both Dutch and American.
Oh, that's really cool. But if you wanna, I know you mentioned earlier like it was really difficult just first adjusting to Indonesia since it's a whole new culture and you lived in the US for so long. So do you wanna talk a little bit more about some of the struggles you face and then maybe how you dealt with them just in terms of adjusting to school and then life in general in Indonesia?
Sure. So basically, when I was still in the US, I actually got my learner's permit. But then right before after, like, right after we left, I was able to get my driver's license. So I never even got the opportunity to get my driver's license. And then coming to Indonesia, you're basically, you have almost no freedom here because foreigners, they're not allowed to drive. So you have to have a driver. So everybody at school has a driver. It's kind of a normal thing here if you're a foreigner. And then also, you have to have guards in front of your home since sometimes it can be unsafe. And for me, that was kind of a shock because in the US, you just had so much freedom. You can get in your car and basically go anywhere. But then in Jakarta, especially since it's so busy, by the time like you get into your car and you have like talk to your driver where you want to go, plus like the traffic, it can take more than an hour just to get to the supermarket, for example. So it was definitely like a hard time adjusting to that. And then also, I think was definitely hard to adjust to, or not hard, but something I had to get used to was how I dressed, because Indonesia and especially Jakarta is really a Muslim country. So I really had to pay attention what I dressed. And then at school, you were able to go like wear shorts and crop tops if you want. But then if I went to the mall, for example, I definitely had to wear like long pants, cover my arms, things like that. So that was definitely very different to the US. And I think that was one of the bigger things that was very difficult to adjust to in Indonesia. And then I think school-wise, because I came to Indonesia during COVID time, which was like the summer before 10th grade. And then in the US, I think many of the schools already started going offline, while Asia, they were still online. I had to spend 6 months in the Netherlands at first before even coming to Indonesia. So I didn't even get the new student introduction and all of those new student things like other students did before COVID and even now. So I didn't get to meet like anybody during those 6 months. So then when I finally got to go to Jakarta and school was finally offline, I think for me it was very difficult to make friends, especially on the first day because everybody knew each other. And I was just kind of the new kid who didn't really know anybody. But I think my school community, and just especially, they have such a strong community. And like even then, even though we were online and then we were offline, I think I was still able to make super close lifelong friends that I think that I'll even be friends with after college. So I think the school that I'm now at definitely helped with the transition between offline and online and offline. So those were kind of like the two, culture shock and like making friends were definitely the two struggles, like the first time coming to Indonesia.
Yeah, that sounds really hard that like you weren't even able to have like an orientation. Like, how did you feel along the way? Like, what were your emotions? Were you stressed or were you like optimistic?
I think at first, definitely nervous because I was in the Netherlands and I had to take classes at 3 a.m.
Oh my
So
gosh.
it's the time difference. So I think that was difficult. But then coming to school, I think the first day was super nerve-wracking because I didn't, we were also in a hotel. So we didn't even have a house yet because we were still adjusting. We just like arrived in Jakarta. So I was definitely nervous, and I think the first few weeks was definitely super difficult since like since I had no orientation and I had no idea where classes were, I kind of had to figure it out on my own, just like finding classes and all that. But eventually I figured it out. But yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking in the beginning. I just say that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And going back to something you said earlier, you had your learner's permit before you left for
Yeah.
Indonesia. Were you like 15 and a half or?
Yeah, something like that. And then when I heard about that we were moving, I think I was almost to the end with my learner's permit, like getting all the requirements to actually get my driver's license. And then I turned 16, and then we were in the Netherlands, and then we got the news that we had to stay there another 6 months. So I didn't even have the chance to go back and actually get my driver's license. And now my learner's permit expires next week.
No. Oh my God. Were you like really frustrated during that? I feel like I would be.
Yeah, because like all of my friends back in Houston, you see them posting like pictures of them in the car and like driving to places, getting Starbucks, all of those things. And I'm here with my learner's permit.
Wait, do you have Starbucks in Indonesia? That's so random, but
Yeah, we do actually, but I think it's more expensive than in the US.
oh, okay. I asked you the permit question because I still have my permit. Like, I still
Really?
haven't gotten my license. I started learning how to drive like during summer, so I should be able to get
Really?
it at the beginning of the year, hopefully. But I was just surprised that you started so early.
I know because I love driving. Like, I want to get in the car and go places,
Yeah.
go to Target, do like all those errands. Like, I just love doing that.
But that does sound fun. When you graduate from school in Jakarta, are you planning to go back to the US or somewhere else?
Yeah, I think for university, I definitely want to go back to the US because I think that's kind of, I've grown up there for most of my life. So I think there is just where I want to continue studying and probably I think the most comfortable for me.
Yeah, definitely. And you can drive.
True. Like I want, yeah, that's true. Even though I have to start over, but
Yeah.
it's true.
Like during this whole process of moving and having to go to a completely different new country, how did you like keep an open mind? Because I know it can be difficult to just be upset with the situation or like dwell on like, oh, the opportunities that I missed from like if I would have stayed in Texas. So, like, how did you deal with that? And if you have any advice for people who are going through a similar thing?
I think for me, because I moved to Singapore when I was 5 and then left Singapore when I was 10, during that time, we traveled to many different countries where I was exposed to many different cultures. So I think that already gave me a boost and an open mind. But then having I've lived in Houston after Singapore for 6 years and kind of already making that home since I transitioned from middle school to high school. So I made really good friends there as well. And I got to know the teachers and the classes and things like that. And then when I got the news that we were moving to Indonesia, I think that was definitely for me. I think for me, that was the hardest. My sister was excited, but I was like, oh, do we really have to? Because I kind of just wanted to stay. And I was like envisioning myself graduating at my old school in Houston, Texas. But I think for me, like, it was super important to keep an open mind because I had traveled to Indonesia before when I was living in Singapore. So I kind of knew what it was like. But then also it was like, I don't know, it was just something definitely new that I had to like process and really think about because I had no idea what kind of school I was going to, what kind of people I would be meeting. But I think definitely just keeping an open mind and then being excited to meet new people and learning about different cultures and like learning about different foods because I'm a big foodie. I love trying new foods, different foods, and then just the cultures and then the opportunities because even if you're moving to someplace else, even if that is within the US or even outside, there's so many new opportunities. And moving to Indonesia, I found so many new passions as well. And I think that's kind of what made me excited. And even now, even though I want to go back to Houston, I do really like living here since my school community is so strong and then the many passions that I got living here. So I think just keeping an open mind is definitely one of the most important things since it's so different to what you're used to, but that can also just bring new opportunities. And I think that's kind of what's most important for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I loved like the outlook that you had on that whole process because if I were you, I don't know if I would have had the same thing like just starting out. But yeah, like the fact that you mentioned that you already had like you already were able to visit a lot of other countries and like develop an open mindset from that, I think that's also really cool. But for people who maybe haven't had the opportunity to go to different places, but they are in the process of moving, I think just talking to other people who have gone through the same thing and like getting advice from them or just learning about the new culture that you're going to be experiencing when you move, I think that's important to like keeping an open mind, like you said, and just being optimistic throughout the whole process. But you mentioned that you're a foodie, and I'm also a foodie, so I have to ask, what's the best food you've had in Indonesia so far?
I think because being in Indonesia, I definitely got introduced to so many different new Asian foods and especially Korean. And now I'm just getting a big love for Korean food and Korean barbecue because I think all of my friends, since they're from so many Asian cultures and different cultures around the world, like Australia, Canada, I got introduced to so many new foods. So I ended up trying so many different Korean dishes, Japanese dishes, and even Indonesian dishes. And I think that has definitely made me excited because every time my friends talk about food, I always ask what restaurant they got it from, new restaurants that I can try, new foods that I can try. So I think, I don't know, I've just grown into a bigger foodie. I just want to try new foods. I just love food.
Yeah, and that sounds so nice. I'm actually so jealous. I want to go to Indonesia someday and try all these foods, but I know that there's also food vendors in Indonesia. So is that a big part of the culture? And if so, have you tried any of the food from there?
Yeah, so when you're traveling through the city, for example, or when I go to school, there's a lot of food vendors on the side of the street. It's kind of, I would say it's a kind of like a mini food truck, even though it's kind of just a really small cart, and then they have their homemade food. And even though I have not tried it because it's kind of deemed unsafe for foreigners since they're not used to it, right? It does, you do see a lot of other people come by on motorcycles, they stop and they buy the food. But you see so many different ranges of food, like soups to fried rice to fried banana fritters. There's so many ranges of food, but you can definitely get those dishes at restaurants. So then when we do go to Indonesian restaurants, I definitely try those dishes since you can't really get them off the street.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so moving on to something more school related, I wanted to ask you, what are some main differences that you've noticed between school in the US and Indonesia? So this can be academics, clubs, social life, food, diversity, opportunities. Just feel free to answer whatever.
Sure. So my school is an international school and it provides both IB and AP, or you can take a mix of both. So it's kind of very open to whatever you want to do and then base that off of what you want to study in the future. So I'm doing the full IB diploma program and I'm taking high level econ and business, for example, because I want to study business in the future. But I think one of the things that my school is really focused on is service. And I think that plays a very big role here in Indonesia and probably a lot of other countries. And my school has about 30 different service clubs that kind of just focus on different things in helping the communities here in Indonesia. So, for example, I'm an officer of a service club called The Place to Call Home, and we help families in Babakan, Malang, Bogor to have a stable home with electricity and running water. So in the last year, we've built them two houses and we've helped two families through fundraisers, and we've actually gone out and built the foundation for the home. So there's service is definitely one of the bigger things here at school. But we have so many different creativity and sport clubs as well, ranging from rock climbing to even helping the cats on campus, for example. So I think my school really focuses on giving you the opportunity to do what you want to do and really showcase your passions, because you can even create your own club if you want. And then one of the other big things, because at school we have a lot of school spirit. And for example, IASIS is a big thing, and IASIS is basically a sport conference for all of the Southeast Asia schools from Singapore and Vietnam, Bangkok, things like that. And basically every season, all of the schools come together and participate in tournaments from soccer, rugby, tennis. And that's basically one big competition between six schools. So this year, we're hosting soccer for my school. So all of the other five schools are going to come, and then everybody comes together. We celebrate. There's food trucks. So it's super fun event where we just get to see tournaments. We sometimes even get to skip class just to watch the game. So that's super fun. And then I think one of the other things that's very specific to my school is Chulandok Games. And that's just one day specialized to participating in different games against all four grades. So it's kind of, I think, like what I see as one big Hunger Games. We kind of just play different games. And then in the end, we have like a tug of war. And then who they like announce, and then the seniors, they always like run off the bleachers and like hold up the cup and like run around the gym. So I hope that happens for my grade, because last year like only we had like not even half of my grades show up to Chulandok Games. So it would be really embarrassing if we lose, because seniors, they have like a winning streak. So let's hope that happens.
Yeah, you have to update me on that. That sounds so cool. Oh my gosh. And how many people are in your grid? Like, is it a lot?
I think it's about, I want to say like 180 maybe, or
Oh,
even
wow.
less, something ranging like that, I think.
Yeah. So, like, kind of on the smaller side. So, do you feel like you know everyone? Like, when you go to these games, like, everyone around you, like, you know their names?
I think, yeah, when we have those games, everybody does come together, because at school for me, there are groups, like for example, like the Korean students have their own group. They kind of stick together, and then the Japanese stick together, and the Indonesian people stick together. And then there are groups that kind of, like different cultures. So I think during those games, everybody just kind of comes together, and it's kind of just one big celebration. So we have like food trucks, and it's just fun, and like playing games against different grades. So it's definitely just coming all together and like celebrate school spirit for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice. And you mentioned how everyone does kind of have their own groups. So do you want to talk about that a little more? Like, are there cliques? And like, while you were making friends, like, was that difficult or did you have like an easier time adjusting?
I think, yeah, so I think there are more separate like groups, like the Korean, Japanese, Korean, and Indo group. And that was definitely less in the US at school. And I think like in those groups, they talk their own language. And for me, coming to Indonesia and going to international school here, I think that was definitely difficult, because I was in an international school in the US, but that it wasn't like that at all. But I met friends who were from different cultures, and they had their own group, and they were like some Indian students, like Korean, Indonesian. So it was kind of mixed. But when you're in class, for example, you do meet like other people. So like in class, I have like friends, but then when I get out of class, we kind of all just like go to our own group. So I think it is kind of divided, but like I think that's also kind of, it makes sense. Just to like go to your like own group and like your own culture. So I guess, yeah, I guess it does make sense.
Yeah, and so like you mentioned in your group, it's like kind of like a mix of different cultures. Yeah, that's really cool. And like while you were in the process of making friends, like I'm just wondering if you have any advice for people who might be at a new school or like move to a different country, like what's a good way to try to make some new friends?
I think what I did was definitely join clubs. I think that's like the number one. And then talking to people in your class. For me, that was difficult at first, because everybody was kind of sat together in class with the people they already knew. So, but then I basically I went up to them, I introduced myself, I like asked them questions like, oh, do you understand the lesson? I'm kind of confused, things like that. And joining clubs that kind of represent you and that like have your passions, because then you'll meet other people who are interested in the same thing. And then for me, once you meet those people, you kind of meet others, because they'll introduce you to their friends. You kind of just make a group. So I think like the number one thing is definitely just putting yourself out there. For me, that was definitely difficult in the beginning, but I don't know, I just like build up the courage and just going out and like meeting new people. And then when I see somebody during bakes, for example, that was in my class, I just went up to them and kind of just introduce myself to their friends and join the conversation. So definitely just put yourself out there, even though that's super nerve-wracking, because it was for me. But then in the end, it will work out. And that's kind of, I think, my number one advice. And that's definitely something that I tell to others as well, who are new to my school, for example, who are transitioning from middle school to high school. Just like, put yourself out there, because I think that's one of the only ways that you can make super good friends, like lifelong friends. So yeah.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I think it's really cool that you're willing to help other people who might be going through the same process as you, or like they're trying to adjust. So yeah, that's really nice. Just like moving on to a kind of different topic, what's the food like at your school? Because in the US, or just at my school at least, the cafeteria food is not good. So I want to hear about what it's like for you.
I think my cafeteria is definitely, I would say, another level, because they have, I think, like many different cuisines. Like, for example, you can get Indian food, you can get like a sandwich, or you can go get salad, or you can get Korean food, like noodles, or you can even get fried chicken, sushi. So it's definitely, let's say, like a wide or like variety of food. And then also, since our campus is very big, we have like a cafeteria, and then in the middle where everybody sits, we have like a glass box where they sell pastries. You can get ice cream, you can get iced tea. And then if you go towards the F mod where the social sciences are, and the G mod where the sciences are, there's like another cafe where they make fresh sandwiches, and you can get coffee or like hot chocolate. So there's definitely a wide variety. And even when I was in the US, we definitely did not have all of that. But I think, yeah, it's definitely, like, you can't starve at school. Like, they probably have something that you want. Like, you can get fries, you can get fried mushroom, you can get everything that you want.
Wow, that sounds like a dream. Can I come to your school? Like, oh my gosh, that sounds so nice. Wow. Cool. Also, just jumping to a kind of different topic, but you mentioned that your school does have a lot of like service opportunities. So I was wondering if you could expand on that. Like, do you have any special like internship programs with your school, or field trips that you're able to go on?
Yeah, so 10th graders, even though I couldn't go this because it was COVID period, but 10th graders, they're allowed to travel. So they can either choose to go diving in Bali, or they can go to Australia or Vietnam. So they have like many different opportunities. And then once a year, we have a thing that's called Lead Week. And basically, you either go to the mangroves in Jakarta and you kind of learn how that works over there, or you visit the Thousand Islands. And the Thousand Islands is basically a thousand islands, which is off the coast of Jakarta. So you go there and you go snorkeling. And so that's basically 1 week out of the school year. And for me, I take IB SL Environmental. And one of the super exciting opportunities that we had, like all the way in the beginning of this year, was actually going to an island and going to the mangroves and actually going inside the forest and taking tests. And we actually got to go island hopping, like with our class, take a boat and like go to different islands within Belitung and snorkel, and then also take a bunch of tests. So I think Indonesia, like, it gives you so many different opportunities, because I got the opportunity as well with my family to travel to different islands, since Indonesia consists of so many different islands. And I got to learn about the different cultures, because every island has a different culture and like different foods that represents that island. So that was super, super interesting. And then internship wise, they definitely do things in the summer. But I think one of the difficult things here is getting internships with companies because of the language barrier. And unless you're Indonesian, it's not really possible to talk to other companies, and you don't have working opportunities like you do in the US. Like, you can't go work at a cafe, because you're not allowed to work here until you're 18, and foreigners aren't allowed to work at all unless you're actually here on a working permit like my dad is. So It's definitely kind of limited. Like, I don't have any working experience, but I think for me, like the service and helping, working with local organizations and actually going to islands and just learning about different cultures, like that kind of made up for not being able to work like in the US.
That's really cool. Like the field trips where you mentioned, like you go to a different island and you're able to take tests like in the actual forest. That's like so cool. And I want to hear more about it, but we're kind of running out of time. So I just wanted to ask you a question to wrap it all up. Like, how has your exposure to Indonesian culture shaped your identity and helped you grow as a person?
Okay, I think one of the things that really shaped my identity was service, because being a part of service and being an officer and then just being introduced to service here at school, I've definitely grown a passion for it and definitely something that I want to continue in the future. And because I really love giving back to the community and actually doing hands-on work and talking to the locals. And that kind of build upon my passion for human rights and peace building. So that kind of build up on one on each other. So that I think was definitely one of the things. And then also just my passion for culture, because my school does UN Day where all the cultures like come together and we have performances and workshops, and it kind of just we get to try different types of foods. It's very like international, and that has definitely allowed me to keep an open mind to learn about different cultures, and something that I definitely want to continue doing when I'm in college and like leaving high school. And then just like learning about the traditions here in Indonesia, of course, like the different instruments they use and actually like getting to use them. And then like the games they play on Independence Day, for example, and like actually getting to play them with my friends. So I think living like internationally and like away from Houston, Texas has definitely helped me grow as a person and kind of shaped my identity, because I don't know, I was exposed to so many different types of foods, different cultures, different people. Like I get to learn about their culture and like all the traditions they follow, and then me telling them about my culture and different traditions that I follow, and then just like service, like different clubs and like meeting people through IASIS. So I think it's definitely, I don't know, allowed me to grow as a person and then like allow me to become who I am today, for sure.
Yeah. Also, sorry if you heard a lawnmower in the background. I'm not sure if you were able to hear that, but there's like a gardener outside. But yeah, I'm really glad that you were able to like grow as a person through this like whole process of moving. And yeah, I'm really happy that I get to know someone so cool and like someone who has like so many different perspectives and like knowledge on different cultures. So yeah, I'm really glad we met, and I'm really happy and appreciative that you took the time today to be on the podcast. So yeah, thank you so much, Quinn. Do you have any like final goodbyes or final words you would like to say?
I mean, thank you. This was like super fun just to like talk and then talk about my experience, but also talking to you again after LBW. Gosh, it's like been so long and like so much has happened.
Yeah, I know,
So
right? Yeah.
fun.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, thank you to you guys, the listeners, for tuning in today. Make sure to tune in next Monday for another new episode.